there was somebody that moved forward a little bit, and you're right. You're not ready. You're not on the line to kill yourself or anything. But the devil has picked you out and started picking on you about it. It is no answer. So no, you probably won't end up doing it. But how would you like to get out from underneath the attack? Keep, because she's one of his little sheep. You got it.
How come you do that?
Because I can. I don't see anything like emotional now. Anything like that. I love to pray for backs. Somebody's got a pretty bad back. That's good, bad back. Sounded good to me anyway. Your back hurts you most of the time, periodically, or when you move a certain way. Ooh, I had one of those for years.
What do you got now?
Nothing.
Come.
Come over here.
Come. Who has the back? Sometimes you'll move a certain way and it gives you trouble and all that. That's at the end of the row. Right here and you right here. Move along this way a little bit. Ladies before gentlemen. You ready to walk out of here without that? Were you aware of the double curvature? Did the doctor ever tell you? Your back looks like this. You know what that means? That one arm's going to go up higher than the other, and the other one's going to catch up. Now this one's going to go higher, and then this one's going to catch up. Hey, can you pull that up there? Nope, it won't pull up. But I know somebody can get it up there. It's going to go higher, about a half inch. In Jesus' name.
How did you know?
Because he told me. Now here goes the other one. The reason for the pain is gone in Jesus' name. I hope you don't mind being a little bit taller, because you are. Got to remember not to step back, huh? When you really get to know a congregation, you can even pull your britches up or wear suspenders. I love her. Well, I just know how you give your life, you know? Can't help it. Just, me and you, we jumped on Japan, haven't we? Has something to meet somebody else that's going over to Japan to preach. This is the first one. Holy Ghost fell on them, and about 30 got filled and started speaking with tongues. But I didn't know the difference between Japanese or tongues. It was tongues. The translator told me. It was being translated from English to Portuguese and Portuguese to Japanese. They understood very well, because because they were really fluent, this person was. So they knew they was bunches and was saved and filled. And one, he is deaf in his ear. And I got it through interpretation. Somebody interpreting it. I said, there's somebody with a deaf ear. It's bad. Come to find out, they didn't have an eardrop. They was born without it. If that's God, tell him, I am not done. Thank you. So I said, somebody here has this, and he gets up and he says, I don't have an eardrop. I was born without one. I said, it's all right. We're going to take it off the hook. He fell out under the power and he got up and I whispered back in that ear. And he could hear the tiniest little whisper where there was no eardrum before. He went wild, but so did the crowd. Going back, their first quarter of next year. Me too. We'll have to time them so we can have a cup of coffee. Where are you going to drink that coffee? Japan. What do you think? Oh boy, you're about to get healed, aren't you? He's waiting, so get to this till the pain. I'll tell a longer story when your pain's gone.
Oh, good.
It began. Oh. Yes. 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 Raise them up. Same thing. Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, sir. There will be no more. No more pain. Take it. You know what Jude about praying in tongues says? But you, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost and keeping yourself in the love of God. You know, praying in the Holy Spirit will keep you there. In Jesus' name. I said no more pain. I saw a skinned. It must have been a skin disease. I don't know if you want to call it. But you have a severe scratching or itching or something that it itches you so bad at times that you want to almost scratch yourself to blood. That generally comes with some kind of infection that doesn't like to go away. Yes, sir. This one's a hard one to cure, therefore it's going to die. It's going to die. Took her with it, only she's alive and is gone. Come, little one. She is healed. Do you have a cat named Scratchy? A dog?
I have a dog.
What's his name?
Popo.
Popo. Is he Catholic? Okay, he is. You know where you itch? You know it's going to go away. Did you know that? Is it bad? Does it itch a lot? I used to miss scratching up with itching. Boy, I got a bad scratch on my back. That sounded good. Did you know it's going to go? You won't be itchy, itchy. How old are you? At 21, you'll drop the half. That was good. They love you. They do. You got a boy, you have some things to do for the Lord. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mahoski, his hand is on her, and it goes into ministry somewhat, so it's not, you know, being faithful to go to church or something like that. I think you'll remember this day when she feels a change. Are you ready for the, what do you call it, scratchy or the itchy to go? What is it? Itchy? Healing powers on you now of the Holy Spirit. Oh, now I lay thee down to sleep. All his promises he will keep. He'll heal you, you little sheep. Oh. Itchy, itchy. Scratchy. Scratchy, itchy, scratch. That's... If there's any more itchy itchies, come up and get shoulder to shoulder, please. Move a little closer to me. Stand right there. Okay, and she's itchy itchy, and you're with her.
She don't hear for an ear.
An ear?
She don't hear.
And don't?
Don't hear. And back to.
And one ear or two?
No, this. But this one more.
Just that one?
That one more than the other one is.
Okay, got it. And you itch?
No, her feet is in
their
foot.
Their feet's itchy. Okay. Your ankle's itchy. It bleeds. I saw some blood, and you're probably that one. I mean, when I was back there, I thought, this is bad. I can't pass this. Oh, this is some kind of virus. It's got to... Not anymore. I can't give that thing credit. Ooh, what is coming on you? In the name of Jesus, go. You can't stay there. Go, go. God, go. He's going to heal some other things. Raise them up again. Jesus' name. No more of that. Boy, I think you're going to enjoy going for walks and things like that now. Watch him for a minute and I'll be right back. I'll be back. Me and a fellow lifter said, I know I look just like him. I'll be back. Come up, stand with me, would you? I like this woman, she prays. This side with me. Thank you. Now, thank you, Father, that this is finished. No more scratchy scratch or itchy itch. In the name of Jesus. Come. Right there? Chair. This woman prays. Sideways over here. Point up towards me. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Sit down in that. You know, he's just not going to fix that foot. He's going to fix a lot more. Yeah. Well, she'd show me, said that. and that? Bones or just flesh?
Flesh.
Okay, put that shoe back on for a minute. Keep an eye on him. Yes. Did you know sometimes the circulatory system and things have to do with diseases and things in your outer limits, feet, hands, things like that? A lot of times when there's even a bone, that's out of place, like a back that has an S in it. It messes with the nerves. It causes all kinds of pain. Well, he's going to do everything tonight. Give me that. I want to see how bad you are. You're pretty bad. See that one? Can walk around with one long leg. What kind of deal is this? Are you ready? Ready? In Jesus' name, release it now. Uh-oh, a little curvature there. In Jesus' name, take it. And now, the pain is gone. Oh, try that. We better get the rest of her. Just stay. Woo. Father, in Jesus' name, your skeleton is straightened out, the nerves, the endings, all that. You'll be able to jog if you want to. Run down to the stop sign, come back. Stand right there. Face me, just like you are. Watch him, somebody. Okay, now, as we walk through the park, hold your heel up high and don't be afraid. Let her finish doing what she's doing. She's being healed. I mean, she's going to go for walks and stuff. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost and walk. I saw a good sign. Why would I get you up here? No reason except he made me. I saw your hands. Through the years, this has been a sign to me. I knew what he's doing. I saw your hands, and it was in a manifestation of the healing. I mean, you'll be called on because of results. Come on, your heart's there. You know. When God gave me what he gave me, I wept and I wept and I wept. I said, you know I'd have killed to do this, and you gave it to me. You gave it to me.
Santo, gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
Raise them up. Close your eyes. You're going to get a whole new result when you lay those hands on people. You hear me? In Jesus' name now. Release that glory in him. Now I lay thee down to sleep. He fell on his hands instead of his feet. How many has... I get some of that. Well, you know, I won't slow down till I'm 95. 70's nothing. Yes. Let me tell you what destroys your body year after year worse than anything.
Can you tell me?
Yeah. Worry. Get rid of it. When God's your father and you're worried about the outcome, come on. Come on. Come on, huh? I'm tempted to go grab the guitar, you know, and play it, but I think you've already been tested adequately today with temptations and trials. You want to get out? I guess you better put your shoes on, huh? While she's getting up, would you stand up? Yes. Come here. His hand's on you, and it's a little more than church, going to church and things like that. It's on you, and I've seen this healing power first. I'm thinking she's been healed from something. But then I realized that it's in you. I can't tell what degree of that your calling is. But why would I just turn around and take you out of the crowd? Would be no reason. So whatever it's connected with is going to use you in healing. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, thank you for giving this to her. Raise them up. See that? Get your fingers where your thumb is. You know what kind of trouble that'll give you way down the road? You ready? Jesus. Now see these hands? You will lay them. You say he chooses unlikely people? I know. I know. I'm going to go get my tennis shoes and I'll meet you outside. We'll go for a run. She's healed. She couldn't hold her weight or nothing at the big then. This is progressive now. Either a pal or not, but whatever, his hand's in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Come. 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 Before the weight wasn't even supported. Now she's walking. Come. Come. Jesus' name. Come. 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 Come to the church in the wildwood. Come to the church on the beach. Hey, look at you. Look at you. Look at her. She's holding more of her weight than if this meeting went on a month, she'd probably walk down here. I mean, walk down to the building. Because he's repaired what needed to be repaired. Now she's coming out of it. You can bring it up, okay? She made it further. Yeah. it's a chair now. Your chair is behind you. I told the church, I said, I have a meeting of the board right after the service, and there's a stranger back there. And I said, sir, you're not on my board. He says, I know it, but I've been bored since you've been teaching. I thought it was funny. What are you going to do about the radio? Huh? You going to sing on it? Huh? Do you know the same thing will go through to the people that are listening? You made one, and I had a radio station, I'd put it on. He said, you have that and more coming when you was up there. How many would like to hear him while you was driving along the road? Now you have to get a CD, then hit it, put it on, and everybody can listen. You better check into it. Oh, I saw the same thing as I saw the other day. Maybe that person didn't come up and somebody else did. The growths. Maybe it's a new person. The growths in the fatty tissue. Time to time they get sore and hurt you, it's a bad sign. It's on a woman. Does that give you a hint? They're dying as you walk. They'll be gone in no time. They would just hurt worse and worse is what they would get to. Not now. Watch her. He's coming on her now. And that is, they're leaving. Jesus' name, growths. You think you're staying there? You are not. Stay in there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You having fun? Do you think everybody's church should be like this on Sunday? Preach some word and jump out there and show them it means what it says. Raise your arms up. Jesus. And go so they can hit you. Some meetings, of course, they have sometimes 500 or 600. Over in Brazil, 1,000 to 2,000. Just on a flyer. I was on TV in Brazil, all over several cities for some time. Hallelujah, Jesus. I watched one of my programs over there. I would pray for them over the air. And I was there to watch the results. And it was from an earlier filming. But people called in with testimonies of being healed. And it just kept going. Yes, sir. You're here tonight. You say, Brother Roberson, what brought these things about? Jesus said, he'll receive of mine and show it unto you. But then he gave us a way to turn that on or off, whichever way we want. Because when you're praying in tongues, you're praying mysteries. And the mysteries that you're praying is the mystery of the understanding of the Word of God. When you pray a mystery out, and all of a sudden you'll start understanding the parable that you prayed to life in your life. Like if he wanted to use you in healing, a confidence would come because he would take that gift and he would begin to teach you. He that prays in an unknown tongue, he speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. And those mysteries are the mystery of who Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You're praying that to life and to an operation through you. You cannot edify yourself and stay the same.
I don't know what I'm praying.
He did that on purpose. He knows. He knows your call. He's called you to it. He knows what you're capable of. He called you to it. When you pray in tongues, you're going to pray the mystery of who God is, the hope of glory. And you're going to take your place in the power because of the edification to walk there. Sometimes some people say, I want prayer. And I'll call their relatives around them in a house or something. You think they don't go into shock when they see God doing something that's impossible? They do. They don't know what to do except get saved. Well, what did Jesus say? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hey, the works I do, you'll do also, and greater than these, because I go to the Father. How could you do a greater work than Jesus?
Do you know what it was?
Yes, I do. Greater than these, because I go to the Father. You know the one work you can do that he couldn't do then? Get you born again. He had to go to the Father. The works I do, you'll do also, and greater than these, because all I'm doing is healing them now. But later, I'm going to go to the cross, and you'll be able to administer the new birth to somebody. That's what he was talking about. I often wondered, what greater work could you do than he did? He hadn't went and died yet. The new nature wasn't available yet. Now it's a greater work than any he did before to be able to do something impossible. A whole human race that was sentenced to death because God can't lie. See, he can't. He can't lie. He can't. So before he could even stop the devil and do a lot, he had to prophesy 4,000 years ahead. Born a woman, it'll be a seed that'll bruise your head, devil. And so this bill will be paid when he is risen from the dead, but you're going to obey me right now. Get out of here. See? So until Jesus came, they charged it to the cross. That's where the Old Testament miracles come from. Charging it to the cross. Charging it to the cross to be paid in full at his resurrection. But not now. Now we're filled with that power. We can go after our world firsthand, laying hands on them because it's all been paid. Whew. I'm getting carried away. I'm glad, but not by my arms and legs. So. you're here and say, I want to pray in tongues if it does all of that. It does, and you want to. That's good.
You mean I'll get edified?
It's up to you how edified you want to be.
But I'm just a poor little parishioner.
Well, you're not going to perish here. Come on. Say, I want to speak with tongues. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak with tongues. Come on. Come on. Stand right here. This is good. Come. Come. Talk with him. Get him ready there. Come. I have a feeling there's another. Start. Yeah, you can get a, one of them. Go around front. Stand with them, one in the back. Watch them closely. We're not quite done here.
Well, I got one of those lines once.
Not this one. Concha.
In the mighty name.
Here she comes. Come on. Come on, here's that change you've been, here's what you've been searching for. Come on.
I've been searching for this.
Come on. Did you speak? Well, get up here and speak anyway. He needs to pray some more in tongues. Stand right there and pray. That'll help the other people. And he got it last night, so he's new at it. Help him. Aha. Here we are. Are you ready? He's come up to be filled. Okay. Come down. You want to speak with tongues?
Again?
Get her. Looks like he's called you to India to preach to 4,000 or 5,000 people in there. Come up here. I just wanted to scare you a little. I saw something in your body. I don't know why I didn't see it before. It's in your whole system. I mean, it's not something that's killing you or anything like that. It's just you don't belong there, whatever it is. And you're going to feel freer. And then you can go on after your call, can't you? That's him, little one. That's him. Change. Change is taking place. In Jesus' name. Now. Now. Stay with her for a minute. You talk about the ears a minute ago? Who would talk to me about their ears? Did they get up? Okay. Like him. That one? How bad is it?
Very bad.
Can you hear a whisper? She said what? Can you hear a whisper? She said what? To walk, blind to see, deaf to hear. Oh, in Jesus' name. When I do that, I go, Jesus' name. Ears open. Oh, she wants the good teaching too. Hallelujah. Open. Open, Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
I should go sing for you again. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory. It's changed. If you would like, I'll sing for you again, you know. You what?
I have diabetes for 13 years. It's under control, but last night I woke up with terrible pain. So I had to go in the shower.
Terrible pain.
Terrible neuropathy. Terrible
pain, and it's an incurable disease, according to the doctors and statistics. But that's not in God's book.
My father had it, but I didn't know it.
Your father had it, but you didn't know it.
No.
Now give me the full name of it.
What?
That you have.
Oh, diabetes?
Oh, okay. Once you said diabetes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it different?
Is it different?
Yeah.
You mean now?
No.
No?
No, I'm just talking about the name.
Oh. Okay. No, it's pretty generic.
Okay, that's what I was.
Yeah. Nothing special. It's there every day, the tingling.
How about it? How about it going? That would be.
That would be magnificent. Waking up in the middle of the night in such pain.
There he is. And that's his healing power. Saturating you now, diabetes. Get out of her body. In Jesus' name, you get out. You can't stay. You cannot stay. You're falling, yeah. See, no more.
They pushed me, accusations.
I'm falling, and I love it. She's being healed. If you're a stranger walking in, unapt to Pentecostal services, and people laying all over the floor, and people standing up front, and some in the crowd, you'd say, I think I'll think about this. Why do them people land on the floor? They're tired. For what? Did the doctors? I just got a report that a baby we prayed for, I don't know when, a week ago, too. They took it to the doctor. It's got a brand new heart now. Brand new one. I mean, this baby is set. One thing about a newborn, you can't blame it on him if they don't get healed.
Well, they didn't have faith.
Oh, hang it up. For you that's wondering, that I wear the same color breeches every night. Yes, because they're my thinnest ones. The others are too hot. Okay? Something off with God with such a finality. I mean, such a finality, you can't walk away without knowing it's done. hadn't had much time to teach this week. He had what he needed to move in and do these things, so he's doing them for you. So, you want, tell him exactly. Kind of job.
I want a missionary job.
A missionary, okay, I got it. That's honorable, little one. That's honorable. He'll do that for you. Evelyn, you got a call left, and you'll be used beside one, and you become one. Jesus' name. That was so good. People that think that suffering, that he purposely leaves it on you and things so you can learn, that he does not. He does not. He bore my sicknesses and he carried my pains. And when you received Jesus, you died with him. So you've already died of every disease that could ever be made known to man, because Jesus was afflicted with them, died under the penalty of them. You died with him, so that disease killed you once. So get up. He's getting ready to move for you in the heart. And what do you think saturating you now? How about a father? She'd do anything for you, but I'm not telling you something you don't know. You've been wanting to do this. That heart. You be healed, little one. Don't run over 10 miles at a time at first. She shouldn't run over 10 miles right at first at a time. How many believe she's healed? Her heart and everything else. Doesn't need it. Yes.
Like I'm being attacked. I feel like last night for blessing.
And the devil followed you home. Kidneys. Here she gets prayer, and their kidneys hadn't acted up, and after prayer they act up. That ought to tell you that there's a mind behind that. The devil's not going to do that to you. He is not going to do that. We got his number, and he's getting out now. Pain, you leave her in Jesus' name. You think it's real church when people are laying all over on the floor? Got it. Something happened. Whew. Anybody else want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Have you come to a decision? And say, well, I'll come up this time. Maybe you don't sound like that exactly. This is so great. This is so good. If you only knew the extent he has his hand on you, you're making the rightest decision you could ever make right now. You've already been born again. You know you have his nature. If you didn't have his nature, the power of God, the third person, the Holy Spirit, couldn't step in and occupy. But he can now with all his power. So your walk is going to step up a notch. Somebody said, I got a headache. And you said, I've got a hand. in Jesus' name. Come on. So you want to speak with tongues. All of you, anybody else? Anybody else? Now's your time. You won't be up here alone. Age, we don't care. Come on, anybody else? Oh, he's a catching tongue talker. Anybody else? I want to make sure you'll start. What you receive is the power and the ability to pray your future out. What's wrong with that? Come on. Okay, go ahead with him. Appreciated your help tonight. Sweet thing. The atomic bombs come in small packages.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something? A little urchin? Yes. Wouldn't it be something that we're walking across the street in Japan? Well, hi. Hi. And we're going to go there the rest of our life. Come over here. I know you was up once, wasn't you? Come over then, for sure. Having fun? Are you used to this kind of church? I ask those little questions because he has something for you to do. You know that. So he's going to bring it about, to you. Can't miss it. You'll know. You will know.
Hallelujah.
He wanted me to warn you ahead of time because I think it's more than you're thinking. It might be good. You might find yourself standing in front of a class or something. It's pretty serious. Are you ready? Here. Couldn't hardly talk. She stepped over a line. Stepped over a line, and the active part of her ministry is going to begin. We already passed the no-no hour. 9 o'clock, and nobody turned into a pumpkin. I'm going to put I'm going to offer up a new law to Congress and stuff. That churches on Wednesday and Sunday night can go till 10 o'clock. Just thought. Adadadadabama does what he wants us, even though the Congress says no. Adabama. Adadadabama taxes children while they're still in the crib. Adadadadabama. Just thought I'd write a little song. How many's praying for Obama? Even thinking prayers, just thinking. Yes. When you pray, you really can lose God's hand. Why would you think he'd say to you, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers? Harvest is truly plenteous, laborers are few. Why would he ask you to pray? He's the one that paid the price for them. Because you have authority. You have authority here. You can pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. And here's all the people in the world, and all of a sudden you'll see a bunch of them stop for a minute and then shift their direction. And why? Because you prayed for somebody to be saved and he put them on a course to run into. Just because you prayed. He needs what you have. See? He needs what you have to operate with. We have the same authority and power that he created Adam and Eve with. He would have absolutely no fellowship if you and I wasn't capable of making decisions and things. When we'd raise our hands and say, I love you, but we were programmed to say that. When he knows it's you, the right to make choices cost heaven almost everything it had. But he knows when you raise your hands and worship him that you do love him. And that's the fellowship. I'm not a robot. Don't push a button. I got choices. And I made them. Whenever you drop a name off with God with severity, I found out how to do it. You have to leave them with him. I mean, drop them off. Turn them loose and leave them with him. And either else they'll follow you to heaven or precede you. But there's one thing that it will not be, that they won't be there. And when I found out by praying and turning somebody over to God like that, after a while I started tracing down how that person got saved. And I was amazed. Told you about my son David, and he likes me to tell the story. Then I'll finish. I was in Palm Springs, and David is Crocodile Dundee, my son. He'll go out in the desert and snatch rattlesnakes up by the neck, put them in a sack. He don't care. He said, Dad, can I have the van? I said, you know you got to be back because I'm preaching tonight and I need it. He says, I'll be back. So he just takes off out into the desert. He's driving through down a dirt road. And he run into a couple of these guys out, kind of a little story thing. He could get maybe a drink there or something. He pulls up there and these two guys come out and a walk of the Spirit book was in the back of the van. And one of them steps up to the van and looks and he sees the book back there. And he said, where'd you get that book? David said, my dad wrote it. And he said, no, he didn't. Where did you get it? David said, my dad wrote it. He said, he made him show him his driver's license to see that it had the same name. And David said, he just, well, the expression's worth, just turned colors, you know. Just. David said, why? Why? He said, where are you at? And he told him, and it was about 30, 40 minutes away. So he said, David says, what's the problem? He said, my wife and two kids was killed in a car wreck 2 weeks ago, and we had just started to going to this little Pentecostal church. He says, but I tell you what, I don't believe in a God that would take my wife and my children. But he said, today I got thinking. And I live 1,000 miles away from there. He said, I got to thinking. So I told God, all right, I'll believe in you. If I can meet the man that wrote that book by tonight. And I told him that today. David says, get in. I came out of my room on a knock. He was standing there and they told me the story and he raised his hands and fell out under the power on the sidewalk. laid there for 30 minutes crying. And he got up, raised his hands and says, God is God. What's the odds? I lived in Tulsa, not Palm Springs. What's the odds? Don't tell me he don't love you. You remember that? How many got filled tonight? How many talked in tongues for the first time tonight? That narrowed them down a little. They knew they got filled with something. But what I was meaning, I got filled and spoke with tongues. So I narrowed it down to the tongues, and then one little flighty hand made it up for a second. How many spoke with tongues for the first time tonight? Raise your hand. Wave at us. Hey, that's a victory. You are praying, miracle-causing machine loose on this planet. I think the next time I come, she'll come out and greet me. I'm going to pull up in the car. Next time I come to, am I in Florida? Yeah. Next time I come to Florida, you'll come out and greet me. This is progressive, but it's there. She couldn't stand up before, much less walk. I don't know, everybody, I mean, who don't like them to jump up and take off running and everything instantly? But I tell you what, when he's using what he's got, I'll take anything. That's a thin shirt, isn't it? That's slapping. Good grief. I just don't want to miss anything that he's saying to do. Okay, one more time. You want to leave here being able to pray in tongues? Yes. You didn't come up. Come on up now. You've seen a little more. Come. Be sure. Come on. Can you imagine praying out of the mind of God?
Well, how come my church don't believe in it?
Because they don't know what the Bible says. Did you know you can't pray in tongues without praying of mysteries or the understandings of the scriptures alive in you? Where do you think faith comes from? By hearing and hearing. And can imagine having the Holy Spirit being your teacher? Of course you're going to see things like this. This week went fast, didn't it? Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be warm, I know, by the name of the day, Friday. I can't help it, my mind works all the time. Nobody else to be filled. Sure? Don't you know that's the power that he raises the dead with and all that? Somebody said, I'm dying. I said, you're not getting out of here that easy. Get up. Get up. Have you seen anybody raised from the dead? A few. I don't know. I'm not doing this on purpose. Something. I'm just waiting a little bit because I'm feeling a hesitancy. Like somebody's making some kind of decision and I'm waiting to see which way it goes. I guess this is it. Which door is it? I've been spinning so many times, I forgot which door, but that one. I had the time of my life this time. It's been my pleasure.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Stand up, raise those hands, and let's just magnify God for a moment. Father, we just worship you. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, you and you alone, and we magnify you. We glorify you, give you all the praise and all the glory. You're the one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will be back here tomorrow night at 7, and you know what? Tomorrow night's going to be the best night of all. It's going to be the best night of all. Usually the Holy Spirit gets into a lot of different things like eyes and teeth and all those little leftovers that he didn't get during the first part of the week. So come back and be a part of tomorrow night. We love you. God bless you for coming. We'll see you tomorrow night. Amen.